Let us pray once more. Father, we thank you for your kindness, your mercy, your grace. Lord, in revealing yourself to us through your word and through your Holy Spirit, Lord, for opening our eyes and quickening our hearts to life. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would, Father, speak to us, meet with us, feed us this morning, Lord. Help us to turn our eyes on you. Help our minds to focus and meditate and chew on your word. Father, let the mind of Christ dwell in us. Lord, lead us and guide us. We thank you. We praise you. Help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. We could say that the time that we spend in school, whether up to college or graduate school, is a period of preparation. We study and learn and prepare so that we would be able to do things that we need to do or want to do in life. So, congratulations, those of you who are graduating. For some of you, you just finished your formal education. For others of you, you just completed a significant step in your education before you move on to your next step. As significant of a step completing your undergraduate or graduate degree may be, however, we are reminded this morning that much more important issue for us is, what will you do with your life, with your education? How will you live the rest of your life? For what goals will you spend your time, energy, and resources? What will you go after in your life? Through his word, the Bible, God is very clear and emphatic as to how we should live our lives. The best degrees, best human educations do not tell us. It gives us information and skills and tools, but it does not give us wisdom. It does not give us understanding of life. So we must turn to God and his word. And this morning, the passage we read, the first passage, Revelations 20:11 through 21:4, it reveals that God will judge every person who ever lived according to how they lived their lives. According to Jesus, this is the single most critical thing in life. According to Jesus, it's not how much money we make or how much status and prestige we obtain in this life before men, but what will God say to us on the judgment day? In the words of Jesus from Luke 9:25, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Implying in eternity. And based on the judgment of how we lived our lives, we will either enter the eternal kingdom of God or be thrown into the second death, the lake of fire, what we typically call eternal hell. Hence, life is about getting ready for the judgment day. Life is about entering, striving, so that we may enter into the kingdom of God. God did not create us for what we see with our eyes right now. Some of you may be very excited. Some of you may be filled with anticipation as to what to come after college or graduate school. But what the Word teaches us is that God has created us for something so much more and so much better and so much eternal. God calls us to live our lives in such a way that we may enter into the kingdom of God. On that faithful day when we stand before our Lord and Judge, that we may hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That we may enter into God's presence and enjoy the infinite joy of His presence and glory. And for many of you, this is not a mere word, a religious rhetoric, but God has revealed Himself. He has given you a glimpse of His glory and eternal power and majesty. And He is calling you still to come and follow after Him. So therefore, especially when we read the Gospels as well as the Apostles' epistles, Jesus and the Apostles, they give many instructions and commands and warnings and pleas as to how we may enter into the kingdom of God. The passage we want to focus on this morning for the rest of this message is Matthew 6, 19 through 21, 31 through 33. In stark contrast to what we hear constantly in the world, Jesus says something very shocking in verse 19. He says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth." Where else would we store up our treasure? Jesus says, do not do that, not because treasures are bad, not because storing up treasure is somehow not what God wants, but what Jesus says, because that is not a good way to store up treasures, because moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. They do not last. They do not help us in entering to the kingdom of God, and we cannot take those things with us, and life is fleeting and short, and often the stored up treasures on earth, they hinder us and distract us from pursuing to enter the kingdom of God. In the words of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah in 55:2, it says, "Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, eat what is good, delight yourselves in rich food." Some of us, we have distorted understanding of God and the Bible, and we misunderstand that God may wants us to just merely suffer for the sake of suffering. But here, God speaking through Isaiah, He says He doesn't have a problem spending our resources for something that, but He says, if you want to spend your money, spend for something that is good and satisfying. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your resources chasing after things that's not really nutritious and satisfying. He calls us to Himself because He is offering us something much better than what this fading world has to offer. Not because God doesn't want us to have good things, but because He wants us to have the really good things. Things that will not disappoint, things that will not leave us empty at the end of the day or end of our lives. In John 6, 27, 29, Jesus says the same thing in a slightly different way. Jesus says, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on Him, God the Father has set His seal." Again, Jesus is not against being working hard and diligent and working for something that is worthwhile. In that sense, Jesus is not against being ambitious in a sense that you want to work for something of worth. But what Jesus says is that don't work for something that will perish, that will leave you in the feeling of emptiness and meaninglessness. But He calls us to be more ambitious than the people of the world, in that He wants us to work for the food. Work hard. Work diligently, but not for the things will fade, for the things that will endure to eternal life, which the Son of Man, Jesus our Lord, our Shepherd, will give to us. Jesus calls us to not to waste our lives chasing after things that will leave us empty and will cause us to regret before Jesus on that day of judgment, when He will evaluate how we lived our lives. Going back to Matthew 6, verse 20, "But rather than storing up treasures on earth," Jesus says, "store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus calls us to live right, live wisely, so that we will not regret for the rest of our eternity. He wants us to store up treasures. Yes, lots of treasures. Don't hold yourself back. Go after all the treasures that you can go after. And store up treasures in heaven. How do we do that? Without going into all the passages for which we don't have time this morning, let me summarize. We store up treasures in heaven, in the words of Jesus, when we deny ourselves here and now and invest our time, energy, and resources and money, our very lives here and now, in meeting the needs of the poor, the oppressed, and the lost. Jesus calls a rich young man, "Sell everything you have, all your real estate holdings, sell them and give to the poor, then you will have treasures on earth." In Matthew 8, Jesus says, "Deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow me. Live your lives as I have lived." Because don't get so fixated on trinkets and fool's goals, shiny objects of no real worth, and waste your life going after those things. Rather, go after the real eternal glory by giving up your life here and now, and live for the needs of others, the poor, the oppressed, and the lost. When you do this, when you quote unquote die to yourself, then you will live. If you lose your life here and now, you will gain it But if you try to gain your life here and now and go after all the earthly treasures, you will lose your life. And again, I understand that this is very difficult and a very hard word to swallow until God reveals himself to us. He makes it clear that he is real, his words are trustworthy, that he calls us to live in a very different way than how the rest of the world lives. That's what it means to trust God. That's what it means to follow, believe in Jesus and follow Jesus. Number three, the third thing that Jesus, there are only four things. Number three, verse 31, Jesus says, "Do not worry then, saying, what we will eat, what we will drink, or what we will wear for clothing. For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Now, Jesus doesn't mean that you don't have to eat or drink or wear clothes, right? But what he means is that Gentiles here, meaning people who do not believe in the promises of God, people who do not know, who have not encountered, they do not trust in the promises of God, for them, all they have to look forward to in life is food and little pleasures of this life. And they go after those things because they have no hope for the eternity. They have no confidence. They have no assurance for the eternity. So they get so fixated. They get so focused. And they end up pouring their entire lives on chasing after these things. Jesus is saying, don't do that. These are not the most important things. Don't invest your whole life going after these things. And Jesus gives us a wonderful promise here. Our Heavenly Father knows what you need. He will provide for you to sustain you. You will, unless God has a special will for your life, you will not starve to death. But rather, verse 33, last thing. But he says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I want to emphasize here, seek first. Seek as the first priority. Seek the kingdom as of first in importance. Seeking the kingdom of God by pursuing to the righteousness of God in our lives, by how we live and obey and trust the word of God. That is the main thing that we're supposed to do in our lives. The most important thing. Our careers are not the main thing we are called to do. Pursuing God is the first thing and the most important thing, the main thing we're called to do. We are called to have careers. We're called to have jobs so that we can sustain ourselves in the main thing that we need to do, which is seeking God and to serve others. The promise of God is very clear. Do this. Seek his kingdom first. Seek his righteousness first. Make God first. Give your most precious and important time to God first. Invest your most precious resources and money to God first. In meeting the needs of others. In growing in your faith first. That's our first and foremost responsibility before God. And that's how God wants us to live. Now again, it takes real faith, biblical faith to do this. But that is what God, Jesus is pleading, his teaching, his calling us to do. And that is my prayer for you this morning. The world around us will call us foolish if we try to do this. Naive. Out of our mind if we do this. But the Word of God is very clear. If we really believe, if God is real and Jesus is real and heaven and hell is real, Bible makes it very clear what we must do. God is true. He is faithful. Many of you know this firsthand. Do this. Live like this. Trust in God alone. Give up your human wisdom and clever plans and live in dependence on His promise. He has something amazing. He will bring you into His kingdom where He will be our God and our shepherd. There will be no more tears, no more hunger, no more pain. He will embrace us in His eternal kingdom. He will not let you down. Give your life, surrender your life to Christ, and He will not let you down. You will not regret. If you die in faith in Him, so that you will live. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to remind us these truths, that He will help us, not just today, but for the rest of our lives, that we may faithfully pursue after Him. Let's pray.